Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. Glad to have you with us today. This is the last day of the book of Genesis. Isn't that something? Made it all the way through a book. Some of you have not ever read a whole book of the Bible all the way through from the Old Testament. And so we encourage you today to give yourself a pat on the back and say, good job, you did it. And you know what? Faith causes us to overcome the mountains. And no matter what it is in your life, don't make God a weird religious symbol in the sky. Let him be your father that he wants to be every day to you. And you'll find that you begin to enjoy the life as a believer. You may not understand people who call themselves Christians, but you can be a believer because we believe in Jesus. So here we go. Israel's going to bless his sons and hand the blessing to the next generation in Jesus' mighty name. Pray this with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend all the saints, what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Genesis chapter 48 from the majestic word of God. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, indeed your father is sick, and he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. Joseph was told, look, your son Joseph is coming to you. Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And he said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. And I will make of you a multitude of people and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. Excuse me. Verse 5. And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring, whom you beget after them, shall be yours. They will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. As for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan on the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath. And I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. Then Israel saw Joseph's son and said, who are these? And Joseph said to his father, these are my sons, whom God has given me in this place. And he said, please bring them to me, and I will bless them. Verse 10, the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so they could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them, and he embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact, God has also shown me your offspring. So Joseph brought them from beside his knee, and he bowed down with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near to him. Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. When Joseph saw his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to his father, not so, my father. This one is my firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. His father refused and said, I know, my son. I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. Interesting process, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But Israel, Jacob, was following the God's instruction to him. So he blessed them that day, saying, by you, Israel will bless, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said to Joseph, behold, I'm dying, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I've given you one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of Amorite with my sword and my bow. Chapter 49. Interesting to see these customs. It is. And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, you sons of Jacob. Now in my Bible, they're written in poetry form, like it's a song. All right. Verse 3, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. You went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty are in their dwelling place. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united by their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstring an ox. Be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. And Judah, verse 8, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, you have grown up. He bows down. He lies down as a lion. As a lion, who shall rouse him? Verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the people. You'll notice that that him is capitalized. This is a prophecy about Jesus. Verse 11. Binding his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. And washed his garments in wine, and in his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships, and his border shall adjoin Sidon. Issachar is a strong donkey, lying down between two burdens. He saw that rest was good and that the land was pleasant. He bowed his shoulders to bear a burden and became a band of slaves. Isn't that interesting? Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, a viper by the path, that bites the horse's heels, so that its riders shall fall backward. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. 19. Gad, a troop, shall tramp upon him, but he shall triumph at last. Bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. Is a deer let loose. He uses beautiful words. Joseph is a fruitful bough, a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father who will help you, by the Almighty who will bless you, the blessing of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of breast and of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessing of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. 27. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them, and he blessed each one according to his own blessing. Verse 29. Then he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, and the cave that was the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite as a possession for a burial place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is there were purchased from the sons of Heth. And when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people. You don't have to die of sickness. You don't have to die in sickness. Here we go. Chapter 50. My, have we seen the majestic word of God in this. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were required for him, for such as the days required for those who are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. Now when the days of this mourning were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the hearing of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, I'm dying in my grave, which I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. There shall you bury me. Now, therefore, please let me go up and bury my father and I will come back. And Pharaoh said, and bury your father as he made you swear. Had great respect for their paternal and maternal leaders. Verse 7. So Joseph went up to bury his father with him. Went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, all the elders of the land of Egypt, as well as the house of Joseph, his brother, and his father's house. Only their little ones, their flocks, and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with them both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great gathering. I guess it would be. Verse 10, came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, and they mourned there with a great and very solemn lamentation. He observed 7 days of mourning for his father. When the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning, the threshing floor of Atad, they said, this is a deep mourning of the Egyptians. Therefore, its name was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan. So his sons did for him just as he commanded them. For his sons carried him to the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre, which Abram brought with the field from Ephron the Hittite as property for a burial place. And after he buried his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brothers, and all who went up with him to bury his father. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him. In a normal kingdom, they would have reason to be afraid. But Joseph passed the test in the prison and let his character grow. If you're in a prison, let your character grow. And God will bless it. 16. They sent messengers to Joseph saying, before your father died, he commanded saying, let's just so you say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin. They did evil to you. Now please forgive the trust of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Verse 18, his brothers also wept and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we are your servants. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me. God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Verse 22. So Joseph dwelt in Egypt and his father's household. And Joseph lived 110 years. Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. Children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were also brought up on Joseph's knee. I like that statement. Joseph said to the brethren, I am dying. God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry my bones up from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. That is the book of Genesis, the majestic word of God. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? We've watched through all these chapters God's covenant of promise he made to his children. And now his blessing just keeps rolling. You and I today have access to become believers because Abraham believed God. And it was counted as righteousness for him. You and I believe God, and we actually receive Jesus' righteousness. It's an amazing thing. Glad you're with us. We're coming to the book Exodus. Danger, danger, danger. It's an amazing book. You're going to love every bit of it. So share this with your friends and your families. And just tell people about it. They're going to love it. You're getting great, great reviews from this. And we're having a lot of fun bringing it to you. It's truly a joy. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. We want to give you the opportunity to do that right now. Because there's no reason not to know our Father. It's not a religious persuasion. It's not a bunch of religious actions. It's being a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then learning to walk with your Father. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
I thank you.
Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, I believe.
You are the Son of God.
You are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, make sure you send us an email and let me know. Say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. I got 10 verses I'd love to send you. Study, meditate in foundation verses of the Bible. Tell me your story. Give me a testimony. Ask me to pray. Ask me a question. Any way that I can help you walk with God, that's my place. There's over 600 videos here on YouTube from our ministry that you can study. Search my name. Put the topic in. You might be surprised what you find that'll bless your soul in Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is
Lord.
He is Lord. God bless you.